Blackstone Audio presents Their Promised Land, My Grandparents in Love and War, by Ian Buruma. This book is read by Ian Buruma.
Don't like the name. Asked whether he believed in happy marriage, Philip Roth replied, "Yes, and some people play the violin like Isaac Stern, but it's rare." Claudia Roth Pierpoint from Roth Unbound, a writer and his books. When I think of my maternal grandparents, I think of Christmas. Since they both lived into the 1980s, I can think of many other things too. But Christmas at St. Mary Woodlands House, the large vicarage in Berkshire, where they lived next door to Woodland St. Mary's, a mid-Victorian Gothic church, now no longer in use, will always be my childhood idyll. Age in these memories is rather indistinct. Anything between 6 and 14, I suppose. Roughly between 1958 and 1966. Between grey Marks and Spencer shorts and my first powder blue Beatles hat. Nothing could ever match the thrill of arriving late at night, exhausted and a little sick from spending much of the day in our family car, thick with my mother's cigarette smoke, having started early that morning in The Hague, crossing the choppy North Sea on a Belgian ferry boat, smelling of petrol fumes and vomit, the British Rhine Army going home, waiting for hours in the customs shed at Dover, crawling endlessly along one-lane country roads, taking in the familiar English winter odours of soot and bonfire smoke, and then finally pulling into the gravel drive of St. Mary Woodlands, to be greeted with the jovial laughter of my grandfather.